Hi there, this is KYW's Dave Uram again. I got the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, as the Eagles are getting closer to their big divisional round playoff matchup at the Saints Sunday at 4:40. Good morning, Merrill. Thank you for joining me. Yesterday, the Eagles held a walkthrough. Doug Peterson called it a jog through, and there was an injury report and estimation that came out afterwards. It seems like everybody, for the most part, is pretty fairly healthy.
Yeah, the only people on the injury report having not gone through the practice at all were Michael Bennett, and that's almost par for the course every week. They rest him up, and then he goes out and plays with a lot of fury every single week, and Carson Wentz still is not back.
And Merrill, you know, yesterday a lot of the Eagles were talking about many different things, and one of them is like, what's different now since that 41-point loss to the Saints on November 18th? What have you noticed is different about the Eagles?
Well, we just talked about the injury report, and that's important because guys are back now. That was a very beaten-up team, and they lost a lot of guys. Remember, one of the key guys, Nick Foles, paid him great respect yesterday during his media conference, was Jason Kelce. Calls him the best center in the National Football League. He's the anchor of the offensive line. He was out that game. Jordan Hicks got hurt during that game. They had a bunch of defensive backs who were just getting to know each other's names. So this is a team that has come a long way since that devastatingly embarrassing game back on November 18th.
Obviously, the Eagles would prefer to be at the Link this weekend, and it's definitely an advantage for the Saints to be playing in that Superdome. But New Orleans really hasn't played a meaningful game in a while, Merrill, and the Eagles have had playoff games for like nearly a month. What's more of an advantage, for the Eagles to come in with a lot of those battle-tested games, or for the Saints to come in rested, although not really playing a meaningful contest in a long time?
Well, I honestly believe that the advantage is with the Saints in that regard. When you are playing at that Superdome, it is so tough for a visiting team. The noise level is so great, but the Eagles are working towards that. They'll be using a lot of silent counts. They know what they're doing, and it does help that the Eagles are the hottest team in football right now. However, if you're talking about would they rather be on the road, particularly at that Superdome, the answer is, of course not.
Yeah, of course. And the Saints and Eagles, Merrill, they're rather intertwined, in large part because of Malcolm Jenkins and Darren Sproles, both players who were once Saints. They're legendary Eagles now. What have they meant to this organization in their time here, and how silly was it of New Orleans to let those guys go?
Well, you don't know what their personnel decisions were at the time with Malcolm Jenkins and Darren Sproles. Everyone thought Darren Sproles was at the very end of his career. I don't think even when the Eagles acquired him that they thought here in 2019 that Darren Sproles would still be a member of this roster. Right now, Darren Sproles looks like he could play forever. And he's never played better than he's playing right now. He's an electricity a guy. He's an electric force. And as far as Malcolm Jenkins is concerned, there were a lot of corners, a lot of defensive backs, a lot of safeties during that period of free agency. He turned out to be the best of all. He was a great personnel decision, and he has been a force in that secondary.
He certainly has, and he's been a leader as well. It's quite amazing, Merrill. I mean, you've seen it for years. The Eagles have had, between Dawkins and Malcolm, they had a long stretch without a good safety. But between Malcolm and Brian Dawkins and Wes Hopkins and Andre Waters, they've had a lot of good safeties in their history. A lot of good safeties.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And don't forget, and he's not quite at that level where he's a perennial All-Pro, the guy they lost this year to injury, yeah, Rodney McLeod, he has played at a very high level. They've missed him all season.
Well, they certainly have. But the Eagles secondary has picked it up in recent weeks with those guys that they kind of just patched together late in the season. Merrill, I'm very much looking forward to your keys of the game tomorrow morning. I can't wait to hear them from you. Thank you for your time today, and we'll chat tomorrow.
You know, I'm looking forward just to going down there today because every day you can just feel that building. Everybody in the building is so upbeat and excited, and that's the fun part about the postseason, not just the game itself, the entire buildup.
No doubt about it. Completely agree with you on that, Merrill. Thank you for your time. Voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.